We'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories. We're broadcasting live from downtown Amory, Wisconsin, WPCA Radio 93.1 FM. My name is Mike Murtha, and we're glad to welcome Ed Schmidt back here. Eddie, we missed you last month.
Michigan, I was listening to from out there.
Well, good for you. Well, we're going to make you work twice as hard tonight because you were of your absence last
okay.
month. But anyway, welcome you back. And our show features live music as well as some recorded music from our local musicians. And we try to feature a new guest each month. Folks, this is Small Town Hometown Radio, the old-fashioned way, just the way we like it. We hope you like it, too. Our guest tonight is Bob Hubde from down south near Nashville, I guess. Or no, you said south of Baldwin. Okay, I was thinking it sounds better if you say, south like Nashville. But anyhow, Bob, we're glad you're here. We'd like to say again that we're live in the studio. Sit back and listen. Tell your neighbors. We hope you enjoy the show. We hope we'll trigger some happy memories. So let's have some fun. Again, welcome to our show. This is Trigger Happy Memories, and we've been doing this once a month for about 9 months. Eddie's been helping right along here. Eddie, good to see you.
Yep.
We try to feature a guest each month. We've had a number of some good players here with us. I hope we can keep doing that. So, and we play some local recordings, and but it's live. So, just to warn you, fellas, be on your best behavior. So, anyhow, Eddie, good to see you again. You were in Michigan last time, was it?
Yep, last month when you had Bill and Denny in here. It sounded great, too. I was listening from Michigan, and it was just fun to sit and listen to the whole thing. Of course, my wife called me halfway through the show, and I said, "Don't you realize I'm listening to the radio show?" But, no, it sounded great, so it's
well,
good
thanks.
To be back.
Though. Well, isn't it? Well, thank you, and it's good to have you back here. It's just amazing. You're up in Michigan, and there's listeners... there's some listeners out in New York, we understand, of this station. In San Diego, there's people out there. We've got a friend out in Montana listens to us as well. But and so it's good to have you back, Eddie. But I want to clarify something. There was a rumor that you had gotten fired from the radio station, and I want to clear that up. That is not true, folks. I don't know how that ever got started.
Not sure as good as it sounded. I thought I was going to lose my job.
No, it's so fun to have you back. But, yeah, did I mention we have Bob Hubde with us
today? I think you did.
Well, Bob, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Yes. Good to be here, guys.
Well, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for taking the time to do this. And we're going to share plenty of stories because we have shared a lot of time together through the years.
We have.
Yeah, playing with Trigger Happy. You were the first drummer with Trigger Happy back in
1983, yep.
And then you left for a while, and then we had a couple drummers, and you came back and worked with us another, what, 8, 9 years maybe, something like
you
that?
You know, I was trying to think of the timeline of everything, and I think it's, I think it was with the group till about the early 90s, and then took some time off, and then come back in somewhere like 2000 maybe?
So. Yeah, something like that, yeah. We did a recording in 2004, I think it was, okay. Together. We're going to play some of that here tonight, too, but we do appreciate you being a part of this, Bob. And we've all shared our stories a little bit of what inspired us to play music and some of the artists that kind of got you going. Do you want to share some of that with us, Bob?
Well, sure. I was about 14 years old, and we were just kind of starting to listen to country a little bit, and a couple of my neighbors and friends and cousin, and we talked about one summer day about starting a band, and it was a long shot because none of us knew how to play anything, you know.
Just the idea of playing in a
talk
band.
About a long shot. So we called the local music store, and there was a guy named Dave Swanson that was a teacher there, and I called up and I asked him, I said, "Do you teach guitar lessons?" And he said, "Yeah." And so I said, "Well, can we enter a student, you know?" "Yeah, I got time." So I hung up, and then it was about 5 minutes later, I called him back. "Well, do you teach bass?" "Yes, I do," he says. So, okay, plan on another guy. And well, then I called him another 5 minutes later and asked him if he could help me learn how to play drums. He says, "Sure, I'll help you." So he was a big help for us, and he got us kind of rolling along, and that was about 1973.
Sure. So. Well, yeah, and that's the same Dave Swanson that plays in our church that you have music with us there, and we'll talk about that later. But, yeah, a longtime friend of all of ours. But I remember you guys practicing in his folks' basement.
Yeah, talk about a nice thing for them parents to do.
Louise, his mother, was, you know, God love her. She was a wonderful person. But they didn't mind it. I think they enjoyed it, you know.
It seemed like it at the time, but I'm not sure why. All the racket we were making in the basement. But
yeah, that's
fun days, though.
No kidding, yes. We'll get back to some more of that story, but we're going to make you sing here, Bob.
Okay.
We're going to see if we can help you out. You tell us about the song you brought.
Okay, this song, actually we did it way back in the, our group back in the day was called the County Line Boys, and we did this song, actually a guitar player named Paul Gabick did this song, and it's an old gospel song. Actually, it was from the 1800s, a Baptist minister wrote this thing, and he talks about the journey of life, and then he parallels it to a mountain railway.
Okay, yeah.
And so, well, I know we played it probably about 10 years ago, so.
I think we did it down in Spring Valley for a concert down there in a theater. So that's the last time I've heard it, Bob. So.
Yep, so I'm putting you on the spot.
Well.
But anyway.
If it doesn't work out, we're just going to blame you.
Right, okay. So, key of G. Life is like a mountain railway with an engineer that's brave. You must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch curves, hills, a tunnel. Never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eyes upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou will guide us till we reach that blessed shore, and the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore. Great trial, you will cross the bridge of strife. See that Christ is your conductor on this lightning train of life. Always mindful of obstruction, do your duty, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eyes upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou guide us till we reach that blessed shore, and the angels wait to join us. We will praise forevermore as you roll up across the trestle, spanning Jordan, swelling tide, You behold the Union Depot, onto which your train will glide. And there you meet the superintendent, God the Father, God the Son. With a hearty joy is plotted, weary pilgrim, welcome home. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blessed shore. And the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore. In thy praise forevermore.
Oh, that's Bob Hovde doing that. Nice job, Bob. That's
Thank
a
you.
Great song. You said it was actually written in the late 1800s?
Yes, it was. A Baptist minister. And I kind of wanted to sing this for some of the musicians that have we played with before that are gone now. You know, the Kay Kaiser and Ronnie Gerhart.
Sure.
And other people like that. It's just
John Peterson?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, so, you know, we send that out to a lot of them guys. We don't do a lot of gospel stuff. I mean, in the band, we didn't, but that's been one of my favorite songs, so I just decided to do it tonight.
Sounded good, Bob. Do it again.
Say one. Do it over again.
Yep.
And, Eddie, you got a new steel guitar there, don't you?
Yeah, it's the new one we ordered first day before 2017, and took a few months, and Bill Rudolph got it, and so we got her in here. So
beautiful. That's very nice. Thanks. Yeah. Yes. Well, Bob, you were talking about how the County Line Boys got started, and you guys had a nice run. I mean, you and I talked earlier this week, or maybe it was this morning, whatever, but about Setnamaya was just last weekend in Woodville, but back in the day, John and Dave would be playing on Thursday night usually. I think the County Line Boys were Friday night.
I think so.
And then it was John Turkelson Saturday night, and Raleigh, his group once in a while, would alternate there too. But and then later on, Trigger Happy was there for many years, and
we were
a part of that too. But we crossed paths before we played together with your groups, and then and worked together for many years too. So
yeah, we did. Like I say, we started in 73-4, somewhere in there, and you guys were already playing. I don't know when you started.
I think 1970.
Okay.
Yep, May of 1970 is when we got going up. So
we played 10 years, and then and I didn't really know you guys too well. I mean, I knew of you, and then we kind of met
early
80s. I mean, formally. But
right. Yep, that's right. So, but we're just talking about Woodville. They've had some of the most gorgeous, beautiful days for their celebrations. In some of the work, it could have been winter. I mean, it's this last one. It was last Saturday for a parade. I feel so sorry for them. And they're just a bunch of great people down there in Woodville. They work so hard at this thing, but you never know this time of the year. But
yeah, it can be 80 degrees, or we've had snow before down
yes,
there.
Yes, I know it. But Eddie, you got. Kind of anxious to hear you sing a song there, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, we can sing one.
Being you missed last month, we're going to make you do seven or eight songs here.
Okay. Well, I got a song here that actually when we Bob was with us, and from like 2000 to 2003 when we got to do a bunch of those shows with Dave Dudley, he used to sing this song, one called Columbus Stockade Blues, and I liked it a lot, and I thought it'd be fun to work it up, so...
Yeah, we've talked about, we could do a whole show about memories with Dave Dudley, and we're going to do that sometime, too. Just play some of his songs and reminisce. But anyhow, this is one that I think he did at every show, didn't he?
Yep, pretty much, yep.
Yep, so.
Way down in Columbus, Georgia, Lord of Tennessee, way down in Columbus Stockade, my friends holding it back on me. Go and leave me if you wish to, never let you cross your mind. And in your heart, you love another, leave
my little darling, I don't mind. Last night, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I woke, I was mistaken. I was still behind those prison bars. Go and leave me if you wish to. Never let me cross your mind. If in your heart you love another, leave me, little darling, I don't mind. Oh, leave me, little darling, I don't mind. One more. Leave me, little darling, I don't mind.
Very good there, Eddie.
Thanks.
Like Dudley used to say, that'll work every time.
That'll work every time.
Did we get it?
Very nice.
Did we get it? Yeah, Bob, that's what he used to say too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, going back to you, Bob, I'd like to thank you, Bob, for all the time you've spent playing in our church with us, too. We've been playing there for quite a few years, about twice a month, but the big events like Christmas and Easter and our Fall Festival and St. Patrick's Day, you have been doing that for many years. I mean, not just the last couple of years, for many years, but thank you for being so generous with your talents.
And you're welcome. Thank you too for having me.
And you bought the electronic drums a few years ago, and what a nice touch in a church, because you still can play them with the same attack and adjust the volume, and it works so nice.
Yeah, but they don't get too loud. You can turn them down if you want.
So it's like Uncle Bob always said, he likes this show because if we get too loud, he can just turn us down. And he said, I can even turn you off if I want to. So, but.
I hope he don't.
No, I hope he don't either. But we did a CD back in, I think, 2004 with you, Bob, and my brother Joe. But we'd like to play a song off of that. I think it's the number 6. It's Gentle on My Mind. But, Bob, maybe you want to talk about that song a little bit?
I always liked the Glenn Campbell version of it, and it's similar to that. It might be a little faster than his. And you know, it was just a song I really enjoyed listening to and wanted to sing. I still like doing it today when we get together once in a while and hearing Eddie play the lead in there. I enjoy that. That's probably my favorite part of the song. So,
yeah. Well, we'll give it a try here. So.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. Makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds, the ink stains that are dried upon some line. It keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, it keeps you ever gentle on my mind. Not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns down vines. Something that somebody says because they thought we fit together walking. Just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad tracks and find that you're waving from the back road by the rivers of my memory. For hours you're gentle on my mind. Where the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us. Some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone. I still might run in silence, tears joy might stain my face. Summer sun might burn me till I'm blind.
but not to where I cannot see you walking on the back road. The river going gentle on my mind. Light in my cup of soup back from a gurgling crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled over across my face. Two cup hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory. For hours this channel on my mind.
Singing that lead on that song is a recording of Trigger Happy Down back in 2004. And this is WPCA Radio 93.1. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories. It's live in the studio. We're having a great time here. Hope you folks are enjoying it. You know, we talked about this song a little bit too, Bob. That, and Eddie, we always had the whatever the luxury of having you. Well, I'll put a steel part in the song too, or I might. You might do an extra guitar line, or you might do your accordion or whatever. But this particular song we did. It was just four of us.
Yep,
and
just straight four of us.
So let's not add anything more. And it sounded so nice. And I was going to put the tuba on this one.
Yeah.
And you guys,
we took care of that.
Well, I couldn't find it. I was on the roof of the studio. I found it later. But anyhow, I don't know how it got up there. But anyhow, it was just it's just nice and clean. It's Joel, my brother, was playing rhythm guitar, and you had the beautiful lead part in that. But Eddie, just going to mention, we're going to be in town here June 22nd at the theater in Amory. It's just they're in the process of reopening, and I don't know all the details, but it's going to be open for the public, and there's going to be a children's theater, adult theater. Eventually, there's going to be some old fashioned movies. There's going to be live music, and that's where we're going to get involved. But there's going to be an open house June 22nd, and we're going to play some music. We invite people to come out and hear some music. There's going to be a little bit of a...
I think the show starts at 7, is that right, Bob?
About 6:30, is it? Yeah.
Wine and cheese at 6.
Yeah. Okay, wine and cheese. Yeah,
okay.
Wine and cheese. And we'll be there for that, right?
That's right. We wouldn't miss that for the world.
Right.
But it's going to be something great for the entire area here, and we're hopefully going to get involved in some of that too down the road, but Eddie,
yeah, you were talking about when I think Bob and I, we both started at the same time, right?
We
Bob?
Did, yep.
And
was 1983?
Yeah, 1983, like around June or something. And I can remember, I think it was the first time we went out to John's house and to practice, and I knew of you guys because we were playing opposite you a lot. When John kept calling me and just wanted to know if I wanted to play along with you guys. And I says, well, I'll fill in until, you know, you find somebody that can play full time. But anyway, when we went to that practice, and it was a beautiful night, we're out on John's deck, and he had this great big old heavy power amplifier plus that he was using to run for the PA. So, and I wasn't used to the shenanigans and the stuff, and John says, well, I think, well, let's set that over here for the practice. And so I picked that big, heavy thing and set it up. And then he said, no, I think, let's put that over here. And after about five times of moving it, I realized what he was up to. And I thought, and this is what I'm getting into with these guys.
We didn't know you that well. You start teasing you right off the bat. But we had lots of fun. We went to go to the granary, which was, we'll talk about that here too. Bob, you had the coolest place for practicing and playing music. That was so much fun. But so anyhow, again, this is Trigger Happy Memories. I'm going to try a song here if you guys don't mind. Song called Blue Moon. And I think Eddie's going to even play his saxophone, I think, on this one. If we can,
we'll try if I can get it grabbed there.
If you can reach her there, okay. And we used to do this a lot years ago with you, Bob, and you sang such a nice little harmony on it. And
don't screw it up now.
Yeah,
right?
We hope we can get her right here. So,
yep.
Are you okay for singing?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You saw me sing a prayer for someone I really could care for. Then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my eyes could ever hold. I heard someone whisper, please adore me. When I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms could ever hold. I heard someone whisper, please adore me. When I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon.
Oh, that's a little bit of live Blue Moon here. Very nice. That was fun, Bob. Good to hear your voice in that song again.
Thank you.
Been a while since we've done that. And
it is.
And it's fun to do this with acoustic. And oh, is a saxophone, is that considered acoustic?
I think so.
Is that acoustic? we got a few things coming up this summer. We're going to be here again, like I mentioned, June 22nd, 6:30, starting at the theater. And they're going to just kind of a little showcase, inviting people to come out to see what the theater is going to be about. We've got a private party June or July 15th. All your folks are invited to come to that too. No, I'm kidding. bring nothing. Just
don't bring a thing.
No, right? Just come on in. But that's down by River Falls. Eddie, we're going to be playing at a parade in Pulaski, Wisconsin, July 23rd with the Polka Busters. And Bob, I think you couldn't make that one, could you?
I can't.
No, we got. I think we got Carl doing that. But Pulaski, Wisconsin has one of the biggest Polka Fest going on in I don't know, five-state area, but they want us to come down and play in the parade with the Polka Busters. And it's a big old 68 Pontiac ambulance with a stage on the roof, and we're going to play some music.
And we dress up real nice.
Yes, we do. Yep, it's lots of fun. But we're going to be July 29th up in Lewis. That's another private party. So, we'll be in Hammond August 9th. That's for their celebration on a Wednesday night, early hours, like I think it's 5 to 8 or something like that, up on the street, right up by the old hotel. We'll be in New Richmond outside like we do every year, the 16th of August. And we're going to be in a church in July 16th, aren't we, over in Prairie Farm?
Over in Prairie Farm, yep.
Yeah, so anyhow, that's what's going on off the top of my head here. But hopefully we'll catch some of you folks out there, out and about. But
there's some more from Bob on coming up through the ranks and all this music stuff.
Yeah, tell us some more, Bob, about some of your background there.
Well, like I said, we started out as just some local kids, 14 years old. I was with my cousin Dan Hansen and John Lavelle and myself, and then we recruited a guitar player, Steve Jacobson, out of Woodville. And we played for a couple years until everybody, we were young enough, so then guys started going to college and dropping out of the band, and then we get new players. And so we played for till about 83, and I think we quit in early in 83, probably May or something, and I think I started with you guys right after that. So we were getting kind of a busy schedule, and I think that was part of the reason the County Line Boys, we all had day jobs and we were playing a lot and whatever, and so we decided to kind of hang it up, and then I got right back into it again with you guys and probably a heavier schedule. But that's where I met, you know, I heard of Eddie Schmidt too, and I actually met him, but him and I have had a kind of a parallel lives. It's funny how we were in the same class in different schools, and both our dads died young, and then as we got playing with you guys, it's almost like we planned having our kids together, because they're about the same age and days apart, a couple of them.
And just the opposite, you had two boys and a girl, and I had two girls. We had two girls and a boy, and they're almost identical in age. So
I think our wives for a while thinking we were having a conspiracy going on here or something. But
it's, you know, it's fun. We have just spent a lot of time together.
We have.
You know,
we
all
have.
Of us, and we've had... It's been great. It's been, music is supposed to be fun, and I think we did the very best to make that happen. Yeah. So, Bob, you want to sing another song?
Sure. What do we got? Let's see. I'm going to do a Merle Haggard song called "Today I Started Loving You Again," and I'm going to send this out to my wife Kay, who just actually got some good news, bad news, and good news, and she went in and got a colon test, and she had some cancer in, and they just cut it out a week ago or so, and she's got a kind of a clean bill of health. So I'm going to send this out to her, and she's going to be good and mad at me for bringing her up, I think. But
well, that's worth it. Yeah. Yep.
I'll deal with that when I get home. The day I started loving you again, and I'm right back where I really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heart expand. Then the day I started loving you again, what a fool I was to think I'd get by with only these few million tears I've cried. I should have known the worst was yet to come, and the crying time for me has just begun. Today I started loving you again, and I'm right back
where I really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heartache spin. Then today I started loving you again. Loving you again, and I'm right back where I really always been. And I got over you just long enough to let my heartaches mend. And today I started loving you again. And today I started loving you again.
Oh, that is Bob Hovde singing that. This is live in the studio. Nice work, Bob.
Thank you.
Very nice. That's a great song. Yeah, this is WPC Radio 93.1, downtown Amory, Wisconsin. If you're just tuning in, you're wondering what's going on. It's called Trigger Happy Memories, and I hope you're enjoying the show here. One of the things that's a requirement for this show, Bob, is that you have to have some background on the Andy Griffith Show. You have to understand it, not just watch it, but you have to fully understand the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, believe me, I do.
I know you do, because you introduced a song to us that came off of that show, and we recorded it, and Mike Blue was here with us a couple months ago, and he, I don't know if you remember this, he was telling about, we were recording this, ran through it a couple times, and third or fourth time, we just did it, we nailed it, and he knew it, and we knew it, and he pushes the button and says, okay, you guys ready? Should I record it now?
Yeah.
And Mike was telling that story. But anyhow, we're going to play that song, if that's okay, Bob. And
absolutely.
I think all of us, we've traded many Andy Griffith stories, asking each other, did you watch it yesterday, or did you see it last night, or whatever. But
yep.
Yeah, I got a text today from a guy that retired at work, and when today there was the one on when Thelma Lou's cousin came in, the one that was... Mary Grace, and they lined her up with Gomer, and she's nice. Is she pretty? Oh, she's nice.
Yeah, and they return late, and here's Gomer and her dancing.
Yeah, having a time of their life.
Yep. Yes, but anyhow, this song, maybe tell us about this, Bob. This is the bluegrass band that was on Andy Griffith occasionally.
Yeah, we watched the show, and as we all did, and the Darlins would come to town, and one of the shows they played this song. And we used to have, when we were playing out, then we'd have a trivia contest just for the fun of it, you know. If anybody can recognize this song, what TV show this came off from, let us know. And, you know, it, just about every time we played, somebody knew it. They knew where it came from.
Sure.
But anyway, yeah, this is a song called Dooley, and it was done by... The Dillards.
The Dillards. Yep, that was the group. Yep. So, okay, yep. This is Trigger Happy's version of it.
Dooley was a good old man. He lived below the mill. Dooley had two daughters and a 40-gallon still. One guy watched boiler and the other watched spout. Mama corked bottles and old Dooley fetched them out.
Dooley
slipping up a holler.
Dooley
trying to make a dollar.
Dooley
give me a swaller, I'll pay you back someday.
Revenuers
came for him, slipping through the woods. Dooley stayed
behind him, and he never lost his goods. Billy was a trader when into the town he come. Sugar by the bushel and molasses by the drum.
Billy
slipping a holler.
Billy
trying to make a dollar.
Billy
give me a swaller, I'll pay you back someday.
Very well, the day old Dooley died. Women all looked sorry, and the men stood round and cried. Dooley's on the mountain, he's up there all alone. Bottle for a marker and a barrel for a stone.
Dooley
slipping a collar.
Dooley
trying to make a dollar.
Dooley
give me a swaller, I'll pay you back someday.
Dooley
slipping a collar.
Dooley
trying to make a dollar.
Dooley
give me a swaller, I'll pay you back someday.
Our version. Bob singing the lead on that one back in 2004. Eddie playing mandolin on that one, weren't you, Eddie?
Yeah, I think that was actually a mandolin. I don't know if I didn't have one at the time, but I borrowed that mandolin from a guy at work, Bobby Clare, who's had this nice old mandolin. Mm. And boy, he was pretty proud the first time his mandolin on the recording when they were driving in the car. So.
Oh, yeah, that's neat. I had a chance to play some fiddle on that one, too. And I'm going to take a minute or so to say hello to some folks. First, Jay Swenson. Over in the Twin City area. He's a school teacher, old friend of ours. Want to say hello to Jay. Scott Nash, our guitar player with Trigger Happy, is out there listening. Edna from White Bear Lake. I talked to Edna today, and she is a friend of Bob Zank, who is the station manager here. And Jim Bjorkman from Sunburst, Montana. And a quick story about Jim. He told me that he was in younger days. He saw us playing at Alma Lund at a Thrashing V. And he said it was the first time he really was exposed to live music. And he said he was just hooked as soon as he heard live music. And then we said we're going to be playing at the Country Dam this coming weekend or something. He found the Country Dam, and he followed us for many years, moved out west. And anyhow, hello, Jim, and thanks for the nice letter you wrote me.
Thank you, Jim.
Bob and him keep in touch pretty regularly.
Yeah,
don't you, Bob?
Sometime, yeah. And that's we great. All three went out there and played at a ranch.
Sure.
Quite a few years ago.
Yep. So. Uncle Bob, our old boss from the Country Dam, I always got to say hello to Uncle Bob. And Linda Spencer, Heather from Shakopee, Don from the Balsam Lake area, Michael Blue from the Dweebs, Putz and Julie, and Bob, you got relatives listening to you tonight here, too. Pat and Pauline Mirth.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Cousins.
Cousins, yes.
Yep.
So. Yep.
Hi, guys.
And my mother and Jim and Joe and Debbie, and to my wife, Debbie, who is recovering from knee surgery. So, whatever. Bob, you got somebody you want to say hello to?
Yeah. Well, part of them that you just mentioned, the ones that
I covered
ones
most
I
of them.
I'd like to say hello to my family and my wife, Kay. If I think she's listening. I hope so. Well, maybe not, what I said earlier. that's about it. I was gonna mention some of the places that we played back in the day. I had some of them written down. And, you know, we played a lot at the Country Dam and the Tackle Band, and we did a lot of shows at the Dallas House.
Right.
Majestic Ballroom, you remember
that's
that? We were
right,
kind of
yeah.
regular down there for a while in Cottage Grove.
Well, you remember, Bob and Eddie, back then the line dancing was a big deal. And they hired us on Friday nights to come, I mean, like once a month. And we'd have, 500 people in that ballroom, and they're all doing their line dancing. They'd have, I think, lessons prior to our playing. But that was just a fun time with us. So we actually won an award in Minnesota for a ballroom band of the year back in 1990. But anyhow.
Yeah. Well, remember we were playing at Bramlin's, too. That's
yeah.
How many years ago was that? I heard Denny and Bill talking about that, too, that...
Boy, that was probably in 84, maybe, something
okay.
like that.
Because for 84? Most people, you know, they don't remember Brenneman's.
Right before they shut down.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they got us in there, and then they closed her up.
Yeah, right? That usually
is now the casino up there.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
and the 9R Ranch. We did a lot of work there. Remember that? And Valley House and, of course, the Willow River Inn. I don't know. I'm forgetting some, but we did.
Yeah, we used to do a lot of weddings back then. PRs in River Falls, we played there quite a
That's
bit.
That's right, yeah.
Different ones.
But do you remember back in the day, too, how much every Thursday night we'd practice?
Well, yeah. Yes, we did. We were very loyal. It could be dead of winter. We'd be wading through snowbanks and cold, and that was out the granary. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we've been lucky to have all the folks that have been listening to us on the Internet, and we've got a big fan sitting out in the parking lot. Harold and May are out listening to us, tonight.
Kidding.
And he's my neighbor across the lake, and I know Kenny Nelson, he was looking forward to this, Bob, and wanted to hear you and say hi to everybody over in Cottage Grove. And I know Greg and Clarion listen a lot, so hi to them guys,
all good
too.
Friends,
we're lucky to have so many good musical friends.
Yeah. You got some more folks here, Eddie, you want to mention, or you got covered?
That was the main.
Okay.
I just wanted to
say hello.
Sure to say
hi, Harold and May.
Yes, nice to have you out there with us. We're winding down here, but you got any more stories, or you want to sing another song there, Bob?
Well, what do we got here?
Or we can, why don't you sing another?
You haven't got a bad one, Bob.
No, you don't.
Let's see. Did we do that?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
Let's do that one.
Here's a Johnny Cash song, and he did it, Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
It's called It Ain't Me, Babe.
All right.
Go away from my window, leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone never weak but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go lightly from the ledge, babe. Go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'll only let you down. You say you're looking for someone pick you up each time you fall, gather flowers constantly, and to come each time you call, and to love you for your life and nothing more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Looking for someone, promise never to part. Someone to close his eyes for you, someone to close his heart, and to love you for your life and nothing more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for.
Oh, very nice there, Bob. This is fun. You know, people don't realize that you're the drummer, but you're playing guitar here. And it sounds good, Bob.
Well, thank you. Yeah, not very well, but I'm playing.
You're playing. And what was always so fun about Trigger Happy is that everybody sang in the group, you know, and we didn't always have drummers that could sing like you, Bob.
Oh, thank you.
And sing harmony with us, too. It was always fun. Everybody brought something a little different as far as type of music and a variety of some country things, and You did the same. But I know you're always a big fan of George Jones.
I am.
And you, you used to sing this song so well. Is that we just talked the real sad one?
He stopped loving her again.
Stopped, yeah. And as we were doing the Polka Busters, getting prepared for a parade, I think Eddie, you kicked that off as a polka on your saxophone. And Bob, you started singing it, and it actually works pretty well as a polka, but it's like those bunch of knuckleheads, you take the greatest country song in the world, and you turn it into a polka, and we got laughing so hard at ourselves we couldn't finish.
The He Stopped Loving Her Today polka.
Oh, gosh, that was fun. But,
and you were singing it through a megaphone, too. That was what added to the flavor.
Oh, yep, lots of fun. But anything else you want to tell us here, Bob?
No, I just appreciate you guys asking me for this. It's kind of a nice show you've got going on. And
well, thank you.
I really thank you for having me.
Well, we appreciate you you taking the time and coming up here. I want to thank WPCA for allowing us to do this. This has been just a great chance for us to get together and do some fun things. Once again, a reminder that June 22nd we'll be at the theater here in Amory, and it's kind of a showcase of what the theater is going to be about down the road. There'll be a children's theater, an adult theater, eventually some old-fashioned movies. Not right away, but we're going to get to that at some point. We're going to get maybe do some live music there too. So anyhow, I think we're getting ready to wrap it up. Thank you, Bob Zank, for letting us do this, and thank you for engineering. And we'll see you again here the last Thursday of June. We'll be back here. So hope everybody enjoyed it. And
we'll be checking with more people. We got still lots of more great musician friends that we got so many more people to get in here. And
absolutely. There's a bunch of them up here. Kevin Loudon, we'd like to get in here. And Rick Stenner.
And Denny Armstrong. And,
yep.
And I think at some point we're going to try to get my son and Rattlenecks up here.
Sure.
Releasing a brand new CD. Actually, they had them in the paper there in Eau Claire. So.
Oh, nice. So, okay. I guess with that, we're going to maybe play our little theme and get on our way. And thanks, folks, for tuning in. And we'll catch you next time around. So.